Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nun Amud Aleph. We're holding about 10 lines from the top on Nun Amud Aleph by the words of a tapeklei. So the Gemara just concluded its discussion. It discussed the Shaila, if the Kohen Gadol dies after shechting his par, right? We spoke about the par Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol dies after shechting his par, so can the backup, can the replacement Kohen Gadol go in, lefnai v'lefnim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the dam of the previous Kohen Gadol? And we said that the Machlokes is based on how to understand the Pasuk, which says, b'zois yavo Aaron el Kodesh b'par ben bakar. When the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim with the par, could the dam be called that he's going in with his par? Could it be considered that he's going in with the par by just going in with the dam? Or does the Pasuk mean that he has to have a par, an actual par, and it's referring to the par that he had beforehand that he shechted and that he said vidui on? How do you understand the pasuk? So we brought a machlokes about whether or not the backup Kohen Gadol could go in with the previous Kohen Gadol who died. Can he go in with the dam of his par? So the Gemara now is going to ask a kasha, which seems to undermine the whole shaila completely. Frak the Gemara, and really it's important to have a little bit of background, that there's a halach l'maish misinai, that there's five types of chatois, that if any of these five scenarios happen, so the chatos is meso. We allow it to die. We let it die. It's called chamish chatois shemesu. So what are these five chatois? So we're going to discuss two of them. The first one we're going to discuss is called the chatos shemesu baleha. If you have a chatos shemesu baleha, which means that let's say Reuven after designating a chatos, he designates an animal for his carbon chatos, and then he dies. So the halacha is that even though when it comes to other carbonis, perhaps the Yarshim could bring the carbon for their father, who was Nifter. But when it comes to Achatas, there's a halacha l'mashmi Sinai that no, the Achatas is Mesa, we allow it to die. If a person is mafrish an animal for Achatas, then he dies. So the halacha is that we allow the animal to die. That's one of the halacha l'mashmi Sinai, one of the five. It's called Achatas Shemesu Baleha. Another one of the five is called Achatas Shavdu, that if you have a Achatas, Reuven designated an animal for his Achatas, and then he loses it. So then he designates a second animal to bring for his chatas, and then he eventually he finds the first one. So the halacha is that first animal, we allow it to die. So again, we're going to discuss this first type. The first type is called the chatas shemesu baleha. And now the Gemara is going to ask that what was the whole shaila? We asked the shaila about if the first Kohen Gadol dies, and then could the backup Kohen Gadol go lefnai v'lefnim using the dam of the first Kohen Gadol? And the obvious kasha is that this par is a chatas, and therefore if it's a chatas and the first Kohen Gadol died, so it's a chatas shemesu baleha. And there's a halach l'maish misinai, the chatas shemesu baleha, so it goes l'misa. So what's the tzad that the backup Kohen Gadol could go in with the dam of the previous Kohen Gadol, if that dam l'chayr is going to be possible? It's a chata shemesu baleh. So in fact, the Gemara, but typically, the chata shemesu balehi. What's the whole shayla if the backup Kohen Gadol could go in with the dam of the first Kohen Gadol? Anyways, it's a chata shemesu baleh, a chata shemesu baleh, lemisa azla. The lach is that it's possible. So what's the tzad that the backup Kohen Gadol could go lefnai v'lefnim with the dam of the pyre of the first Kohen Gadol? So amr le ravin barav adal rava. So Rav and Barav Ad said to Rava that Amri Talmidach, I'll tell you a teretz that I heard from your Talmidim. So he said that Amar of Amram, that they said over in the name of Rav Amram, that Chatashi Tziburi, that the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol, the power of the Kohen Gadol, even though it seems like it's just the Kohen Gadol, it's the Kohen Gadol's personal power, it's really not a Chatas Yachid. It's not his own in personal Chatas. It's really a Chatas of all the Kehanim. Therefore it's considered a Chatas Tzibur. And the halacha is that halacha Meshmi Sinai that we spoke about, that one of the Chatai Shemesu is a Chatas Shemesu Baleha, that's only true when it comes to a chatas a yachid. But when it comes to a chatas a tzibur, it doesn't go lamisa. Chatas tzibur he v'loy lamisa. Chatas of a tzibur does not go lamisa, and therefore that's why there could be such a shaila about whether or not the backup Kohen Gadol could go in with the dam of the previous Kohen Gadol. Now continues Ravin Barav Ada, that he's saying over this teretz to Rava. The kasha was, is that what's the tzad that the back of Kohen Gadol could go in with the dam of the first Kohen Gadol? It's a chata shmesu baleha. So he said over to Rava, b'shem Rava's own Talmidim, in the name of Rav Amram, that really the power Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur is not a chata siachad, it's a chata tzibur. And now he's continuing and he says that like we learned in the Mishnah, they brought a raya that the power of Yom Kippur, that the power of Kohen Gadol is considered a chata tzibur, because we have over there a Mishnah that Amar Loi, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Temura, it says that Amar Loi Rabbi Meir said back to the Tanakama, so the Gemara doesn't quote what the Tanakama said, but if you look over inside in Temura, so over there the Mishnah in Temura brings that the Tanakama brings a rule. He brings a rule that when it comes to Karbanis Tzibur, so Karbanis Tzibur, they're Deicha Shabbos and they're Deicha Tumah. That's a rule by Karbanis Tzibur, as opposed to Karbanis Yachid, they're not Deicha Shabbos and they're not Deicha Tumah. When it comes to doing a malacha, when it comes to kayhanim doing the avodah b'tumah, so only a carbon sibur is daicha, a carbon yachid is not daicha. That's what the Tanakama said. And on that, Amar Lai Rabbi Meir said to the Tanakama, V'alei par yom kippurim, v'chavite kain gadol, u'pesach, the carbon yachidu. Don't we have these three types of carbonis? We have the par yom kippurim, we have the carbon mincha, the chavite kain gadol, the carbon mincha that the kain gadol brought daily in the Beis HaMikdash, u'pesach, and the carbon pesach, the carbon yachidu. All of these things are kabbanis yachid, and still the deichas of Shabbos of Satoma. So how could you say that they're not deichas Shabbos and Toma? Here we see that they're all yes deichas Shabbos and Toma. So the Gemara assumes that what Rabbi Meir was really the behind the scenes in this conversation between Rabbi Meir and the Tanakama is that lav michlal diikah l'man d'amar d'tzibur. That isn't, don't you see from here that really what happened was is that Rabbi Meir heard the Tanakama say that all these things are considered kabbanis tzibur. That the Tanakama said that the paryam kippurim, the chavita kain gadol, and the Karban Pesach are all considered Karbanis Tzibur, and that's why they're Deicha Shabbos and they're Deicha Tumah. And to that, Rabbi Meir says, and no, they're not Karbanis Tzibur, they're Karbanis Yachid. They're Karbanis Yachid that are still Deicha Shabbos and they're still Deicha Tumah. So you see from here that the Tanakama of Rabbi Meir, he held that all these Karbanis are Karbanis Tzibur. So you see that we have a man d'amar who says that the Par Yom HaKippurim is a Karban Tzibur, and that's why it makes sense to ask a Shaila, could the backup Kohen Gadol go in with the Dam of the previous Kohen Gadol? Even though the fear of Rabbi Meir, it comes out the Par Yom HaKippurim is a carbon yachid, and it's going to have a din of a chata shmesu ba'aleh, and the dam of ad is going to be puzzle, and the back of Kohen Gadol is not going to be able to go lefnai v'lefnim with the previous Kohen Gadol's par with his dam. But still, the shayla is nagei lefi the Tanakama Rabbi Meir. As long as we find one Tana that says it's a carbon sibur, then there's no kasha. We ask the shayla according to the Tanakama of Rabbi Meir. So the shayla is nagei. So they brought a raya that it's a carbon sibur from the Tanakama of Rabbi Meir. So that's what this whole conversation, that's what Ravin bar Rav Ada said to Rava. That's what Ravin bar Rav Ada said to Rava to answer the kasha that he heard from Rava's own Talmidim in the name of Rav Amram, that really the Par Yom HaKippurim is a chatas hatzibur. That's why it doesn't have a din of a chatas shemesu baleo, and that the Talmidim brought a raya from this Mishnah in Temura. Well, says Rava back, ultameich, according to you, that you see from Rabbi Meir, that it must be the Tanakama held that all these things are kabbanis sibur. Well, look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah. It says that Amar Loi, or it's Tesefta, it says that Amar Loi, it says Amar Loi, Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov also said back to the Tanakama. Again, the Tanakama said a rule that all Karbanis Sibur, Deicha Shabbos and Tumah, and Karbanis Yachin Na. So Rabbi Meir asked on the Seifa of the Tanakama, that how could you tell me Karbanis Yachin Na? We have these Karbanis that are Karbanis Yachin, and they're still Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. And Amar Loi, Rabbi Yaakov said back to the Tanakama, asking on the Reisha, that how could you say that as a rule, that all Karbanis Sibur, Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumah, V'alei par helam davar shal tzibur v'sirei avodis kochavim v'chagiga. Well, you have all these karbanis. The par helam davar shal tzibur, which is a par that's brought as a when rave of Klal Yisrael are over. With beheter, so to speak. Bezdin told them a certain thing is mutter, and they were either b'shaygig on an iser, rive of Klal Yisrael, so they bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur. And also sibri avodis kochavim, which is a similar type of carbon that's just brought instead of it just being any avera, or specific averas, it's mamish specific to the avera of avedazara. That rive of Klal Yisrael are either on avedazara, bahiraz bezdin, so they bring a sibri avodis kochavim. The chagiga, the carbon chagiga, which we'll speak more about later in the Gemara, the carbon sibur, all these things are karbanis sibur. They ain't deichin lesa Shabbos lesa tumah. They're not deichin Shabbos or tumah. So according to your reasoning, the way you understood Rabbi Meir, we should have the same type of understanding of Rabbi Yaakov over here, and we should say mechlal deikel amanda amar diyachid. We should understand from Rabbi Yaakov that it must be that he heard from in the Tanakhama that all these karbanos are considered karbanos yachid. And he's arguing that no, these karbanos are karbanos sibur. Now that's impossible, because it's mefirsh in the Torah that when it comes to the parham davar shal sibur and the siri avadis kochavim, that they're considered karbanos sibur. So it can't be that you're understanding the conversation correctly. Elo, what you have to say is that this is the conversation. Elo, Tanakhama kama hadarle. They're just asking on the Tanakhama. Dishami dikamar karban sibur doichas ha-shabbos vasatoma. They heard the Tanakhama say a rule that karbana is tzibur adaycha Shabbos and Toma, the karban yachid eno daycha lo esa Shabbos v'lo esa Toma, and the rule does not apply to a karban yachid. A karban yachid is not daycha Shabbos and Toma, and on that, Amar lo Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, karban yachid klaluhu, is that really such a rule of a karban yachid that's not daycha Shabbos and Toma, v'lo par yom kippurim v'chavitika in gadol pesach to karban yachidu, v'daychen esa Shabbos esa Toma. Here we have karbanas yachid which are daycha Shabbos and Toma. So it's not the pshat that Rabbi Meir heard the Tanakhama say that these karbanas are karbanas tzibur. He's just pashut asking on the rule. How could you say that it's as a rule that all karbanas yachid have this rule? It's not true. We have karbanas yachid which don't have this rule. V'amarli Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov said to the Tanakhama similarly, the karban tzibur klaluhu. Is there a rule regarding karbanas tzibur that they're always deicha Shabbos and Tumah? V'loi parhel davar shal tzibur v'sir avedis kochavim v'chagiga the karban tziburu. All these things are karbanas tzibur. V'ein deicha lo'es haShabbos lo'es haTumah. They're not deicha Shabbos and Tumah. So how could you say it as a rule that all karbanas sibur are deicha Shabbos and Tumah? Elo, what Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Meir were coming to say is nakod hai klal biyadecha, that take the following klal in your hand. This is the klal. It's not talui and whether or not a carbon is a carbon sibur or a carbon yachid. Rather, it's like this: that kol shezmane kavua, anything that has a set time to bring the carbon, so then deicha shabbos es atoma. Then it's deicha shabbos and toma. So that's why, like lamashul carbon pesach is deicha shabbos and toma, even though it's a carbon yachid, because it has a set time, and therefore afilu biyachid, even if it's a carbon yachid, it's deicha shabbos and toma. V'chol she'ein zmane kavua, anything that doesn't have a set time to bring it, enu deicha loyas a shabbos loyas atoma. It's not deicha shabbos and toma, but afilu b'tzibur, even if it's a carbon Tzibur, and that's why Lamashul the Parhelm Davar Shal Tzibur is not Deicha Shabbos and not Deicha Tumah, even though it's a Karban Tzibur, because there's no set time to bring it. But it comes out that there's no Raya from this Mishnah and Temura from the Tesefta. There's not going to be any Raya that the Par Yom Kippurim Afilu Tanakhama is a Karban Tzibur. So again, so just tracing back our steps, so it comes out we had a Kasha that what was the whole Shaila whether or not this backup Kohen Gadol could go in with the first Kohen Gadol's Dam. Anyways, it's a chata shemesu baleha. So Rav and Barav Ada quoted the Talmidim of Rav in the name of Rav Amram. So Bekitzer, we'll call it Rav Amram. That Rav Amram said that the Par Yom Kippurim is a chata sibur, and being that it's a chata sibur, it doesn't have the rule of a chata shemesu baleha, and that's why it's nageya to ask the shaila about whether or not the back of Kohen Gadol could go in with the dam of the first Kohen Gadol. And they brought a raya. Rav said it's not a raya. And Rav is not convinced that really the par Yom Kippurim, that Rav is not convinced that's considered a chatas sibur. But Rav, so it comes out Rav Amram said the teretz to the kasha, and Rav is not convinced that it's really a teretz. Esve Abaye asked the Abaye to Rav, how could you tell me that the par Yom Kippurim is not a chatas sibur? But we have a version of Braisa that it is a chatas tzibur. It says par v'sayer shel Yom Kippurim Ja'avdu, if let's say you have a par or the sawyer of Yom Kippur, that they get lost, and we said that this is the case, this is one, a second case of one of the five of Chatai Shemesu. So you have a par or sawyer of Yom Kippurim that they got lost, v'hifrish acherim tachtayhen, and so the Kohen Gadol was mafrish another one in their place, so the lacha is kulam yamusu. So all the originals, so they're gonna die. They're gonna be left to die. The chen siri avadis kochavim shavdu vehifrish acherim tachtein. Also, when it comes to the siri avadis kochavim, which when Rav Yisrael did avadizar b'shaygig by Raz Bezdin, so there also, if they got lost and they separated another carbon, another seir in its place, so kulam yamusu. So all the originals they die. Divir Rabbi Huda. That's Rabbi Huda Shita. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Aimrim. Then no, yirou ashi istavu. Then no, you let them graze until they get a mum v'yimachru, and then you're gonna sell them v'yiplu demehen l'nedav. And then you use the money to buy carbonos to be used to bring on the mizbeach when the mizbeach wasn't being used. And why is that? Why is that what you do with the originals? And said Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, she'ein chatas sibur meso, because there's a rule that the chatas sibur is not left to die. It's only by chatas yachid that we have the halacha mishmisinai of chatas she'avdu, that if it gets lost, so then you let it die. But this is not a chatas yachid. This is a chatas tzibur, and the rule is she'ein chatas tzibur mesa. We don't let a chatas tzibur die. So you see, lahedya from this brisa that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they both hold that the par yom kippurim is considered a chatas tzibur. So it's a kasha and Rava. How could Rava be so adamant that the par yom kippurim is not considered a chatas tzibur? Here we have Mefersh in the brisa, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. They say that it is considered a chatas tzibur. So Amar Lei, Rava says back to Abaye, my par helm davar shel tzibur. When the brisa says par v'sar shayom kippurim, the par is referring to the par helm davar shel tzibur, the par that's brought when Rav of Klai saw doing Avera B'Shoigig by Raz Bezdin. It's not referring to the par Yom Kippurim. Frak to Gemara, Vashal Yom Kippurim Katani. But the Brisa Lahedya says, Par V'Sayer Shal Yom Kippurim. So says the Gemara, no, Ki Katani Adesayer. The way you read the Brisa is you have to put a comma. Par, and that's referring to the Par Helm Davar Shal Tzibur. V'Sayer Shal Yom Kippurim, and also regarding the Sayer Shal Yom Kippurim, but it's not referring to the Par of Yom Kippur, because the Par of Yom Kippur, it's for all the Kayanim, it belongs to the Kohen Gadol. It's considered the power of the Kohen Gadol. It's not considered a Chatas HaTzibur. Correct the Gemara, but we have a Braisa which Lahedya says that this Machlaikas was said regarding the power of Yom Kippur. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, Par Shal Yom Kippurim, Vesir Shal Yom Kippurim. So it says Lahedya, the power of Yom Kippur, Sha'avdu Vifr Shacherim Tachtayan, and the Braisa just continues with the same halacha that we just said. So the halacha is Kulam Yamusu, you let all of them die. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, Yeroa, Shistavu, Vimachri, Pudamein Linadava, She'en Chata Sibur Mesa. So here you have a Lahedya that it refers to the power of Yom Kippur, and it says, and the Braisa calls it a chatas atzibur, and it says the Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon call it a chatas atzibur, and they say that we don't let it die because it's a chatas atzibur. She'ein chatas atzibur mesa. So it's a kasha on Rava. How could Rava say that it's not a chatas atzibur? Says the Gemara, like tema she'ein chatas atzibur mesa, el ema she'ein chatas ashutfe mesa. Rava will tell you that the way you have to switch the gears in the brisa. It doesn't mean to say she'ein chatas atzibur mesa. Rather, what Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon said is she'ein chatas ashutfe mesa. It's not considered a carbon that's of a tzibur. The kehanim are not considered a tzibur. They're just considered a bunch of individuals who own the animal together. They're all part owners in the par, but they're not considered a tzibur that collectively owns it. They're individuals that join in to own the par. That's the way you look at the par Yom Kippur, that it's a chatas hashutfin and not a chatas hatzibur. Now it comes out that really Rava also then has an answer to the original kasha. Again, the original kasha what's the tzad to say that the back of Kohen Gadol could go in with the dam of the original Kohen Gadol if it's a chata shemesu baleh? So Rav Amram said, we said the Teretz based on Rav Amram, that really the par yom kippurim is a chata satzibur, and it's not a chata sayachid. Allah Chomaysh Mesinai was dafka said about a chata sayachid. But being that the par yom kippurim is a chata satzibur, so there's no halacha that it's mesa. And Rava said, no, not so fast. But it comes down now in the end of the whole shak of Atarya that even Rava holds that it's not a chata sayachid. It's a chata sashutfin. So why did he care so much to argue in Rav Amram that it's not a chatas atzibur, and when really he also holds that basically Rav Amram answered the kasha already, that even if he's not going to call it a chatas atzibur, he's going to call it a chatas ashutfin. But the point is that it's not a chatas ayachid. So why does Rav care so much about whether or not you title it a chatas atzibur or a chatas ayachid? Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina. Why does Rav care about called Dafka titling it a chatas shutfin instead of a chatas tzibur? Says the Gemara, de lemaisi kayanim par bahira. The reason why Rava was so specific and careful to dafka title it a chatas shutfin, and he doesn't call it a chatas tzibur, is because there's a halacha that we mentioned that even if Rav of Klal Yisrael do naver b'shoigig, so they bring a carbon called a par helam davar shel tzibur. So now there's a man d'amar who holds that even if it's just Rav of one shevet, even if, let's say, Rav of one Shevet do an Avera, B'Shoigig B'Hiraz Bezdin, they also will bring a Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. They're also called a Tzibur. Now, the Kehanim, who don't have a Nachlan Eretz Yisrael, so they're not called a Tzibur. So, therefore, Rava was very adamant to not call the Par of the Kehanim, the Par Yom Kippurim, he was very adamant not to call the Chatas HaTzibur, so someone shouldn't get the wrong idea that Kehanim are called a Tzibur. And then, if the Kehanim do an Avera B'Shoigig, if Rav of the Kayanim do an Aver B'Shoigig, think that they're going to be Chayev, a Chatas, a Parahelm Davar Shel Tzibur, when really they're not, because Kayanim are not called a Tzibur. They could be called Shutfin, but they're not called a Tzibur, and that's why Rav was so specific to Dafka say that no, that it's a Chatas HaTzibur, that it's a Chatas HaShutfin, and not a Chatas HaTzibur. Says the Gemara Vayter, Toshima, another Kasha and Rava, how could Rava say that there's nobody who holds that the Par Yom Kippurim is considered a Chatas HaTzibur? V'toshima, the boy Rav Elazar asked, L'divrei ha'imer Par Yom Kippurim Karban Yachid, he asked, according to the Ma'ad Amar, who says that the Par Yom Kippurim is considered a Karban Yachid, we had before, Rav Meir says this Lahedya, that the Par Yom Kippurim is called a Karban Yachid, Rav Meir in Meseches Temura. So Rav Elazar asked, according to the Ma'ad Amar, who says that the Par Yom Kippurim is considered a Karban Yachid, so now that's really already the Raya. You see from the Nusuch of Rav Elazar that there's a man d'amr who holds that the Par Yom Kippurim is called is a Chatas HaTzibur. He says according to the man d'amr who says that it's a Karban Yachid. Now we'll just finish up the Braisa. So Aisa Temura ain't a Aisa Temura. He had a Shaila, if you hold that it's a Karban Yachid, could you make a Temura or not? I mean, not if it's Mutar, Avad, it's going to be Aser, but does it work? If let's say the Kohen Gadol takes a Behema Schulen and he says that this is a Temura for the Par Yom Kippurim, so does that Behema Schulen become, does it receive Kedusha as carbon? So does it get that Kedusha or not? So Lav Mechus. So again, that was the Shaila of Elazar asked, which we're going to discuss in the following Shir Be'ezus Hashem. But you see from the Nusach of Elazar that Lav Mechlal, Dik Laman Da'amar, Ditzibur. So you see from the Nusach of Elazar that he asked, according to the Man Da'amar who says it's a carbon Yachid, it's Mashma that there's a Man Da'amar who says that the Par Yom Kippurim is a carbon Tzibur. It's a Kashan Rava, who said that there's no such Man Da'amar. So says the Gemara, it's not a Kasha. He meant, Rabbi Lazar meant, Lafuke, the man da'amar, who says that the Par Yom Kippurim is considered a carbon shutfin. Not that there's a man da'amar who says that it's a carbon tzibur, but there's a man da'amar who says it's a carbon shutfin.